I think we've bettered ourselves today with this first selection, but my God, I don't like sitting there waiting around for these next 2.5 hours or so. So there we are. If you all have any questions, feel free.
Compare him to Luke Jokel and why you took him instead of Jokel?
Well, I mean, obviously, they're both very fine football players. They've all both played at a very high level. At the end of the day, you know, one was taken in the first pick, one was taken with the second pick, so you can see the value was right there equal. I just think it was a better fit for us. One has a capability of playing left tackle, right tackle. It can actually play guard inside. When you match that with a guy who exclusively may play left tackle, I'm not sure where he's going to play in Jacksonville. I just felt very comfortable and secure with this player. I think there was a very big ceiling with him, and that's why we went in that direction.
Were they close in your final evaluation?
They're really good. They're good football players. They really are.
You mentioned a couple weeks ago it started to firm up for you. Was there a tipping point, something you saw, Senior Bowl, anything that?
No, I think we came to some resolution. I'd say a couple weeks, two and a half weeks ago, and we've just kind of sat there and you just kind of talk about it. But at the end of the day, this is the best fit for this organization.
John, you inherited an offense that led the NFL in turnovers last year, scored the fewest points in the league. With this move combined with all the other offseason acquisitions on that side of the ball, can you have any sense yet of how much improvement the team made there?
You know, quality football teams have foundations, and you build the foundations as you move along. And part of the philosophy that we have come in here with is build that foundation. With players like Eric, you build foundations. You start with the offensive line. You know, use your second, you get a second-round draft pick. You have a starting quarterback. You want to make sure that you ensure stability within that. You have a running back like Jamaal Charles. You want to be able to show these types of players and help them enhance their skills. And we feel that we bettered ourselves today.
Is there a temptation, John, to say, you know what, Jokel is facing some of the greatest, a million guys that are going to be in the NFL,
yeah,
the toughest college football conference in the country. I mean, is it hard just to look at him, Eric, objectively versus some of the guys that he's gone against? And no slam at all on the Mac, but I'm just saying.
No, you're slamming a little bit. You're slamming a little bit.
Well,
I mean, Jack Lambert came from the Mac. Ben Roethlisberger, he came from the Mac. Greg Jennings. I think when he played the Mac, he also played in some Big Ten. You know, he also played in an All-Star game in the Senior Bowl and dominated players, from the SEC and from the, Big 12. But a football player is a football player, and he happens to be a very large and a very good football player.
Andy seemed to indicate that a lot of people caught on to Fisher at the Senior Bowl, but Andy seemed to indicate that he was kind of somebody you had your eye on long before the Super Bowl. Is that accurate? Senior Bowl.
Way before the Super Bowl or Senior
Bowl?
I think that was one part of the process. How he played during the fall is one way. How he, in the process, how he played in the Senior Bowl was another. And how he also performed at his individual workout. I thought he had an exceptional individual workout, as good of an individual workout as I've seen in a couple of years here from an offensive lineman.
How important is that, the actual game tape versus what you do in the combine, what you do in the Senior Bowl? How much do you weigh the actual in-game films?
Well, it is how you play the game of football. That's very important. But I think the combine, what it does is it gives you a chance and some clarity to actually meet the person, see who it is. We all know that the combine's biggest thing is not only to see him compete with his peers, but also get the medical evaluation. I get more out of having a private individual workout with the player because you can kind of see him on his own natural turf. And you can see certain things that you may not see at the combine because you're so far removed. I mean, some people are 30 rows up. Some people are 2 sections up. It's a combination of the process. And it, and that's how you base your decision. It's a combination of all. At the end of the day, though, it's how you play the game, too.
I know that the trade talks were stalled out with Miami for today. Where's that sitting at going forward? Do you know if they're still interested?
Right now, I did talk to Jeff a little bit after, I'd say about an hour and a half ago. We've agreed to talk tomorrow and take it from there and see what happens. I mean, that's where it is.
When you saw them jump up in the draft, did you think they're taking a tackle?
You know,
and then you saw them take,
you know, I mean, actually, I had walked out of the room, and then you saw that happen. You know, Deion Jordan is a very good football player. He helps that defense. We'll see what happens, see what direction. You know, you can't – how can one club, you know, kind of figure out what the other club is doing in this draft? As you saw, I'm not sure how many trades there were, 9 or 10 trades, and it was – you know, there were some trades there that kind of opened my eyes.
Would you take the 54th pick from Brandon Allen? Would you make that trade?
Would I make that trade if it was offered to me? I don't know. You know, that's an unknown, and until something happens, I really don't know. Again, I've told you all along, I think Brandon Albert's a hell of a football player.
The versatility of Joko and knowing that Brandon has been pretty vocal about not wanting to move that left.
The versatility
tackle.
Of Fisher?
That's what I'm sorry, you're right, okay. Excuse me. The versatility of Fisher and knowing that Brandon's been pretty vocal about not wanting to move that left tackle spot, is that another thing that made him attractive?
No.
Did that play into it at all or not?
No. All along, y'all, I've told y'all, we would take the best available player. At the end of the day, he was the best available player.